This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies first, gentlemen, you're last today. Sorry about that, but you're still in the program. Welcome, everybody, to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. What a pleasure to have you join me here on your weekend. I do appreciate that. I really do mean it. It means a lot to me to have you sit back, relax in your favorite seat, favorite couch, even your favorite car, wherever you might be listening to all of us here at Auto World. I'm broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza live. This is live. And again, I am Mark Evans, your host, a guy that literally don't poke me with a needle, like my dentist just said the other day when I went in to have some teeth work done. Yeah, I'm getting a little older. He says, how come your blood's not red? It's brown. And I said, hey, you're talking to a car guy. He said, all right, it makes sense. No, really, I've got red blood. Anyway, hey, I appreciate you being here again. I'm what an honor to be here with you from the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza. I'm back in the Greasy Garage Studio, of course. This is the main seat for me. I got the nicest, softest seat that there is. Of course, seat cushion Susie. She keeps my tush here, my seat cushion warm before I climb in. And, of course, my chauffeur brings me to the studio each and every week. Sign him in, sign him out, Sammy. You might have heard those names at the end of the program. Of course, I thank everybody. But today I'm going to thank you, each and every one of you. That's right, for being here. I know some of you out there right now might have a little bit of a cold. Maybe you have the flu. And, of course, you might even have that COVID. Now, with that, again, everyone's going to get better. I promise. And I appreciate you being here with me. I'm here to not only hopefully entertain you, make you smile and laugh with that cold and that flu, but get you better in your car needs and wants. This is Auto World is a car show, automotive show, interactive talk radio program that I'd like you to step up to the microphone, which is called your telephone, and call into the show at any time. Please interrupt me because I know you must have a problem that has happened to you or even a good thing that's happened to you about your car. I want to hear about your gas mileage this week here on Auto World. I want to know if your gas mileage has been high, low, in your opinion. Okay, you might think, well, I'm not really getting that good of gas mileage. And then I'll ask you, well, what have you been getting? And you're going to tell me maybe 31 miles to the gallon. Where, in fact, you're calling from Scottsdale area where it's warm and your car's getting 32 miles a gallon. And a gentleman up there in Alaska is only getting 12 in that cold weather that's coming on, knocking. What? Yeah, I said knocking at his door. That's right. Knocking at our door is a W word. Winner. Hope your car's ready and rocking. So today here on Auto World, it's all about you. Of course, it always has been, always will be. You're the one that makes the show happen, each and every one of you. And again, I want to salute you this week, the listeners of Auto World. You've been here since day one, 1992, when Bob Long started Auto World. Bob Long became a friend of mine just because we just hit it off. We're a couple car nuts. And today, he's not doing so well, and I've been praying for him. I hope you pray for him, too. He's asked me, and his wife's asked me to take over Auto World, and I'm proud to do it. So I've been executive producer and, of course, field reporter for Auto World since, like, 1996, 97. So I've been living with, of course, Auto World and you, and that's what I'm proud to say, that you've hung in there and been with us all the way through the ride. So hop on that horse and let's get going. What is going on with Auto World this week? What do you got on the menu, Mark? Well, first hour. Well, wait a minute. Hang on just a second here. I just noticed I just got in trouble by Delivering David. Delivering David, thank you. He just stopped in real quick and says you got to turn the close sign into the open sign. Let him know we're open. Four screws, they're in, we're open. Now, let me get her over here and get to the on-air light. There it is. We're on the air, and we're live. Now, what's going to happen with Auto World this week? Oh, let's find out what's on the menu. Well, the first hour here, folks. I said first hour. Now, some of you are great affiliates out there that take Auto World. Thank you. Here's a salute to you. There it is.
for taking Auto World and making it happen. I do love fixing everybody's cars, each and every one of you, no matter where you're sitting and listening, in each and every state. And or if you're listening to us on GCNLive.com. Thank you. Why are you listening there? Because some of the cities and states, they do not take Auto World. But we're going to be changing that because I got a lot of cars to fix. Absolutely. First hour here on Auto World. Oh, yeah, Takata. You heard of the word Takata, I'm sure. We're going to talk a little bit about Takata because they're back in the news. Got a little bit of information there. Of course, didn't get to it last week. I tried, but we ran out of time. The 999. Yes, and of course, emails. Your emails. Have you heard of the company Solo? S-O-L-O. No, no, not the red Solo cup. I'm talking about something to do with cars. Of course, throughout all 3 hours, like I just said, 3 hours. We've got 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hours. And each and every hour is different because I believe, and this is how I took the oath in saying each and every hour is going to be new and different because each and every one of you out there might not be getting the third hour, second hour, first hour. You're getting all three, I hope, but soon to be all three, but you're only getting the second hour. So we're going to make it all happen, and we're going to have trivia throughout all 3 hours. First hour, again, I got a little news on NASCAR. Boy, oh, I love NASCAR. How about that dream car? You got a dream car? Would you like to win a dream car? Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. That's all in the first hour. Now, the second hour, give you a little touch and taste of the menu. Used cars, top of the menu here on the second hour. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening on the used cars. And also, I've got email come in from a gentleman you've heard on the, I've thanked all the time, each and every hour, General Motor George sent me an email about some trivia, and we're going to share what he sent in, and I'm going to also talk about my relationship with this man in the past years, and I don't believe General Motor George even knew about this relationship, Daddy Don. So stay tuned for that. And then that Visa. Now, I didn't say Visa. That's your credit card that you're gonna call in and give that Visa number to me later. Or you can email to me. No, you don't need to do that. No, this is B, with not a V, a B, like boy, Visa. What's that about? Oh, we're going to find out in the second hour. Of course, we're going to have trivia. And you never know. Like I've said in the past, Delivering David just stopped in on this first hour. You never know when he might drop something in on us on the second hour, third hour, fourth hour. Third hour, we're going to get back to your emails. I have a lot of emails we're going to get to throughout all each and every hour. And then third hour, oh, what happened on this day in automotive history? Of course, I've got Auto World Weekly News. It's new and fresh. And listen up to each and every one of you now. Again, if your radio station is not taking the third hour, call them. Do say that I said so. I don't have a problem because I like to talk to the program directors and general managers. Why not? I want them to be my friend. I want to make sure that everybody's happy and that each and every one of you can hear what's going on. That's what I'm saying on the third hour. If you've got a little, we got a recall is what I'm saying on the third hour. And if you got a Jeep Wrangler, you're going to have to listen up. For you folks that don't take the third hour, you might just have to go to Auto World Podcast. Auto World, just Google it. Auto World Podcast. We're right on the top, very, very top one up there on the top. And you can listen to each and every archived show and or go to GCNLive.com. And, or the best, is just call your radio station where you're listening to me right now and say, how come you're not taking the third hour? Okay, there's a selfless plug there. Anyway, good to be with you again. Now, you can get a hold of me. I'm Mark Evans at Facebook at any time. Just part Mark Evans. You'll see me sitting there smiling and behind a microphone, and you'll see a couple cars in the greasy garage behind me. And, of course, you can see me at GCNLive.com. Just hit the Auto World Show. And I do want you to do that, and you can read a little bit about me there, because each and every week I don't want to tell you who I am and where I did and what I've been and all that. Just been 45 years in the automotive industry and certified in a lot of areas. But anyway, you can read about that throughout that .com world that we're in. When we come back, Takata, I got a stamp that says Takata on. I've been stamping this paper in front of me. You're listening to Auto World, the number 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chitty chitty bang bang, what will do? Near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine poor friend of friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our
fine for Fender.
Bang, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Boy, if I could only sing like that, I would have a career. I believe that Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, I think that used to, that was a car that actually was flying in the air, wasn't it? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, when is that ever going to happen anyway? Popular Mechanics, back when I was a kid in the 70s, they had that on the front page of the Popular Mechanics, a flying car. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for being here. I've got to keep pushing this phone number, folks. I would like you to call in and interrupt me. I want to hear about your Auto World, how it's been, good or bad. And that number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. And, of course, my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. All one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, that word radio, yes, you're listening to me on the radio, you're listening to me on the Internet, and also you can go to that Auto World podcast. Do, please. I've been getting emails, actually, and thanking me, and it's not me. Yes, I'm doing the show, but Genesis Communications Network and George, General Motor George, and the great folks there are making sure that podcast comes across and gets recorded. Axelrod Alex is doing that right now as I'm talking, and that makes sure that that's out there on the Internet for you to go back. And that I want to say thank you to each and every one of you that's thanked me for actually having that. Well, it takes all of us to make an army, an Auto World army. So, yes, I've been thanked for that, you can always go back and listen to it and take notes and learn something. That's what it's all about. We're here to learn. I'm not going to ask you to get a pen and pencil and paper out. Sometimes I do, but I'm going to let you have a weekend off, folks. That's because we've got a lot to talk about. And first up here on Auto World, Takata. Yes, Takata, they got, of course, you all know about that airbag recall, and that airbag is in each and every car that we're in. In fact, I was on the Rusty Humphrey show three years ago, and he asked me to talk a little bit about that. And I got pulled up some information and found out that for him and for me to learn for you is that airbags, they've been out since 1941, but they just weren't put in your cars until they were safe. Well, Takata got, of course, recalled on all the airbags, and some of you have already had your airbags recalled. Well, now, this new recall on Takata is about your seat belts. Yes, the recall of seat belts, the NHTSA. What does that stand for? National Highway Traffic Safety Administration found that Honda vehicles, they failed to latch. The seat belts failed to latch. But it's not limited just to Honda, folks. That's why I want to talk a little bit about this. It's not just limited to Hondas. They found out some other manufacturers that the latch could not you hear it click. But here's what I want you to do: go get the recall fix first. But before you do that and get going here, make sure it's latched. Pull on it. But what they're saying here is that they found out that through the testing, the NHTSA, is that the latches are not holding, and that means, you know what that means, you're not seatbelted in, even though you might think you are. Now, another thing I want to add to this, I found out that the Takata company also, they have actually been webbing that seatbelt material. Yes, the webbing in it. And that webbing has got to be strong to hold you in. It can't stretch, but it has to stretch enough in order for us not to get hurt. So they're investigating a little bit of the webbing also, but right now there's a recall on your latches, the seatbelt latch. So how do you do this? How do you take care of that? Where do you go? There's a lot. We could talk a whole hour plus, maybe a whole day on that. Where do you go? I want you to just call your dealer of not only your Hondas, folks. The Hondas were the first they found through the testing. But I want you to, if you have a Dodge or a Ford or, a Volkswagen or a Hyundai or an Acura, I could go on. There's a lot of car makes and models, and you folks own them all. Don't be bashful. Just call your local dealer where you might not have purchased your car from the dealer. Let's back that bus up. Beep, beep, beep. You might have purchased it as a used car down the street from your neighbor or your friend. And or some of you might think that person's your enemy because you don't like the car now. Doesn't matter. What matters is you get the seatbelt fixed if you still own the car. So call the local dealer, and yes, the first thing they're going to ask you, have you ever been in here before? And you're going to say, well, no, I have not. I bought it from down the guy down the street. That's not going to stop a recall from getting fixed. But I want you to first get the VIN number in front of you. Write that down. Now, that's where you need the pen and pencil and the paper. Write the VIN number down so you have that in front of you. So when you do call them, say, hey, I heard here on Auto World Nationwide Show, every single week, Mark Evans has talked about Takata, now the seatbelt latches. Can you help me? And at that point, they will. They'll take the VIN number and dig right in and find out that, yes, you've got a seatbelt latch problem. And then it's all that is all fixed for free. So, oh, yeah, don't ask me where the money's coming from. No, I can't help there with that money, handing the money to them. But it has to be fixed according to the government, keeping us all safe. So that's your recall for the first hour. I'm honored to actually get this news in and help you out. I want everybody safe, especially when you're sitting here in Auto World driving the car with me. Now, what kind of car is Auto World? All kinds of cars. That's one thing about me, Mark Evans. I like all colors of cars and trucks, all brands. There are certain ones that I might talk a little bit about off air or even on air. You might, oh, he's got an opinion of that. Well, I've got an opinion of a lot of them, and that opinion, sometimes I talk truth and the facts, and that each and every vehicle is good, but you have to buy the product called the car and or the truck that works on your application. And yes, not everyone is perfect. Each and every model is got something wrong with it. Truthfully, when I go in and these recalls come to me through email, I then sometimes have to say, wow, okay, I'll check into that and verify it. I have to verify it. But at the same token, if you do recall notice, safercar.gov, a little Auto World tip there, safercar.gov, you can enter your VIN number and find out if you have any recalls. So there's recalls for a lot of things. In the third hour, I'm talking about the Jeep Wranglers, folks. The third hour. That's a recall. You've got to listen up for that. Anyway, off the recalls, let's get to the, should we do an email real quick? Yeah, let's do it. We're going to go to a little short break. But before the break, though, I got a little trivia for you. 1930. Oh, the automobile oil cooling systems and the automotive use of stainless steel are introduced. Stainless steel, folks. And oil cooling systems was started in 1930. Now, why do we care about that? How many, raise your hand if you've got a stainless steel sink in your kitchen. Oh, yeah, I see all those hands, even the guy in the back row. Come on, get that. Yeah, stainless steel, see, where did it start? Way back in 1930 in automobiles. I love trivia. We're going to come back with more trivia, more popcorn. And, of course, look forward to NASCAR news. This is Auto World on the Genesis Communications Network. I'm Mark Evans.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is setting a deadline for a pre-election coronavirus stimulus package. She says a deal with the Trump administration needs to come through at least 48 hours before Election Day. She tells ABC News that she's hopeful for an agreement and that the language of the bill is important.
We have to freeze the design on some of these things. Are we going with it or not? And what is the language? I'm optimistic. because, again, we've been back and forth on all of this.
Pelosi also says she wants a national plan on COVID testing and contract tracing as part of the package. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will sanction those who sell arms to Iran as a U.N. embargo against those sales expires. In a statement Sunday, Pompeo said any country willing to sell the Iranians arms were fueling future conflicts in the Middle East, and the U.S. is prepared to level sanctions against them. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cadillac. I know a lot of you out there are probably, you females are probably buying that Mary Kay. Why not? My wife's got a Mary Kay rep. It works, especially in a pink Cadillac. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. A pleasure to be with you, broadcasting live in the Auto World Plaza. Yes, in the Greasy Garage Studio. And we've got, of course, the Jan here, Loudmouth Jay. He keeps the microphone and stuff non-greasy. Yes. Hey, good to be with you. We got a lot of goodies to get to here this first hour. And let's get on with, in fact, why don't we do an email? Yeah, why don't we do an email? Because I got that 999 I want to get to, but these emails. Now, here, what we do with email, well, first let me share my phone number here at Auto World. Call in at any time, 855-660-4261. Please interrupt me. And I do welcome you to call GCN at that same phone number anytime and say, I like Mark. Hey, thanks. Anyway, appreciate it. Let's get to the email. Now, what we do with email at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I look through your emails. I print the emails out first, put them on paper, and then I put them in my email bag that's sitting to the left of me. Then I reach in like I'm going to right now, on air. Reach in. There's a lot. I want to be fair because the winner is going to actually get a gift from me. And I say the winner means that whoever I draw the email out of. Okay, here we go. Now, if you don't want me to share the email on air, that's no problem. I will always fix your Auto World problem that you have in your Auto World off air. So I do take designated time each and every week to email you back and get some pretty lengthy conversations going, and I don't mind that. I learn a lot from you. Because if I don't know what's going on with your automobile, your car, your truck, your rototiller, whatever it might be, how am I going to learn? See, it's all new to me. And I've got something happening out here in the greasy garage that's on a Honda that I'm going to probably be, once we find and fix the problem, I'm going to be sharing that with you next week. So there it is. Okay, let's get to this email. Hi, Mark. Emailing you from Oklahoma City. Oh, it's time for a shout-out. Yeah. Shout out to KZLS, 1640 AM, of course, Oklahoma, and KNAH, FM, 99.7 FM, in Oklahoma City, Edmond, Norman, and of course, Oklahoma City is, I've been there, love that. Thanks for emailing me. Let's get down and find out what their name is here. We have a generator up at our cabin that is a Onan brand, 5kW power. I have used it for over 10 years with my power tools and such. Anyway, went to start it up the other day, and it just clicked, and the starter just clicked. So I took a picture of the starter area where the wires connect. By the way, thanks for that tip. I heard it, you say that here on Auto World. Hey, well, no problem. Always have little Auto World tips all the time. So with the picture, I can now go back and connect everything correctly, wires and all. I removed the starter and went and got a new one. I connected it back up according to my photo. When I connected the battery to the starter took off. I didn't have the toggle switch pushed to ignite it. It just took off by itself. So I disconnected the battery quick so I wouldn't have a fire, wouldn't melt the starter down and grind the teeth off the flywheel. Now I'm at a loss of what is going on. Is the new starter bad? ? Is my toggle switch bad? ? Any thoughts would be appreciated. Thank you, Steve. Well, Steve, thank you from Oklahoma City listening to me live. I do appreciate that. And again, if I started in the automotive career, by the way, in small gas engines, they will not let you work on a Ferrari, a V12, V16. Yes, there's V16s out there. They won't let you work on those big boy, bad boy vehicles until you learn how to do a one cylinder gasoline lawnmower engine. But before that, you had to figure out electrical stuff. You had to rewire and also rebuild starters, alternators. That's where it all started back in junior high for me. And, of course, the welding. So, Steve, what's going on here is, yeah, if you took a picture, which is a great, great thank you for highlighting the Auto World tip. If you take photos, folks, with your cell phones, you can just look back, refer yourself back to the photo, and like Steve did here, and hook the wires up right like he did. So it's not your fault, Steve. I guarantee, because of what you just said, the wires are hooked up correctly. The starter, no. You've got some more words in here. I kind of didn't read them. You thought the starter might be reverse polarity or something like that? No. You're good. You're good. If you take the starter in like you stated you did, they got you the right one. It ignited when you put power to the battery. So what's going on in my humble 45-year educated, well, we hope, experience here? What I'm going to ask you, Steve, is I want you to fill the toggle switch. These Onan generators, and a lot of you might have a motorhome, and you've got the toggle switch on the dash of your motorhome, and you also have it on the generator if you lift the lid on the motorhome. Now, Steve, this is a generator, as you stated. Didn't say anything about a motorhome. You're running power tools. So what I'm thinking is your toggle switch is bad. And how do we tell if the toggle switch is bad? See, these Onan generators, O-N-A-N, Onan brand, they're green in color to help all of you out there that might not know what brand you have. If you're pushing that button like Steve is on the generator, a toggle switch, and or on the dash of your motorhome, you have to keep pushing it, don't you? And if you're in a motorhome, you really can't even hear the starter cranking. Because it's way back, 32 feet back in the back of your motorhome. Can't really hear anything. So what they did do, they did put a light in that toggle switch. So you push that button, push it down all the way until that light turns on and stays on, then you know the generator's running. Then you let off the toggle switch. So, Steve, what I think you got going on here, first off, does your light still work in the toggle switch? That's the first question. When you push the button, folks, you do want the toggle switch, especially Steve. He emailed me. He's going to get a nice special little gift here from Auto World. But you want the toggle switch to be firm. Not a click, but a firm, not a mushy feel. We don't want to feel mushy. And if it's mushy feeling, we are in trouble. Okay, Steve, you want a good, good push, hard push on that thing. When you let off, you want the spring and the switch to pop back good and clean. So put a new toggle switch on there, and I don't recommend. You might be wondering, hey, do I have to have one of those push-button toggle switches? Anyway, Mark, can I just put an on and off switch, a toggle switch like that on there? No, you can't. No, you can't. Because what happens is if you take a regular toggle switch and bypass the generator-style push-button toggle switch, you flip that on switch, that toggle switch to on, Steve, what will happen is that your generator starter motor will just keep cranking and cranking and cranking. So if the generator starts, the starter still engaged and still is going. So I love the email, Steve. I do appreciate it, emailing us and listening to us from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, on KZLS 1640 AM. Oh, I love honking them horns for the shout-outs. Absolutely. Well, that's how you do it, folks. The email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And when that horn sounds off, that means it's a shout-out to all of our affiliates, especially the ones that the folks are... And hey, thanks, Steve, for actually saying what station you're listening to us on. And I do recommend that, folks. I really do want to do a shout-out to each and every radio station. So if you do email me, and I've had a lot of you email me that say, hey, I've got this car question, and do you recommend this or do you recommend that? What brand is this good? What brand's that good? What do I do now? Is my... Here's a real quick email that I got. I won't read it. I've got so many, but I just remember it offhand that they wanted to know if their bill was correct. And I went, uh-oh, the bill. So their question was, basically, is the price of the bill too much? And so how would you know? How would each and every... Do you do this for a living? Do you live in an automotive shop? No. That's the reason why I'm here for you. That's why you're listening to me right now, to get some ideas of why and how come your bill should only be this much money. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, and I might even give you another tip on how to keep the green in your back pocket. No, this is not a garden show. This is Auto World, here on the Genesis Communications Network. Who's going to tell you when?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Metal Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Metal Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Metal Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmetalway.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line. 10 miles out of Nashville, I was doing 101. State boy pulled me over, he said, "Where's the fire, son?" Tried to rob me blind, but them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Now I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Oh yeah. You know, we're all traveling just a little bit more on the highway today, and it's part of being safety. Make sure you get the seat belts fastened, all right? Appreciate it. Hey, thanks for being back here, right here to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. It's always a pleasure to come back and after a break, grab some popcorn and sit back, relax. No mask needed, but please put a breath mint in. We don't need any bad breath here on Auto World. Hey, good to be along again. NASCAR news, real quick. Why not? Live today, Kansas, in Kansas. But it's called the Hollywood Casino 400. What's up with that? I don't know. Hollywood Casino 400 in Kansas. I've got a lot of memories in Kansas. I've got a cousin that lives in Kansas. She might be listening to me right now. And hello, if you are, appreciate you being there. We've helped her on the air before with her. I believe I recommended, she's got a couple big dogs, I recommended her to get a Chevy Trailblazer. See, got to get the right vehicle for the what you're using it for, folks. Oh, a little trivia real quick. Why not? 1993 really wasn't that far long. It wasn't that far back. No. First production in 1993. First production, folks. Delivery is made of a vehicle mounted head-up display, or better known as HUD. Stands for the head-up display. Now, what is it? Well, it's called a data vision. Yes, it creates a virtual image of your virtual driving information that appears in front of you on the lower half of your windshield. Heads-up display. HUD. 1993 is when they brought that to us. And a lot of you might even have that. What that is kind of like a
hologram sitting there on your windshield. You don't really have to, you're looking through it. You can actually see through it. You can adjust it, literally, through the steering wheel controls. Well, what it is, your speedometer, your tach, you can actually bring up a lot of turn on and turn off your oil pressures, your temp gauge sensors and all that. A lot of us, I know Cadillac's got a lot of us, you probably have it. Some of you might not like it. Some of you really love it. That means you don't have to look down, you know, to look at the speedometer itself down a little farther from the soft padded dash you have. It's a heads up right there, hologram right there through the windshield. 1993. Doesn't seem like that too, not far long ago. Well, I want to get back to this email real quick that this lady says, well, did I get overcharged on my auto repair bill? So what is a good way to find out if you did get overcharged? See, because you don't live this industry, you don't know if you're getting charged correctly or not correctly. And a lot of you today are using the .com, the internet. Of course you are. The YouTube, you're finding out there's each and everything on the YouTube. If you want to know how to sell a rock, yes, I said it, a rock, you can actually do a search for a rock on YouTube and probably find out somebody showing you how to sell it to somebody. Wait, what? Oh, yeah, the pet rock. Yeah, we had a pet rock. Why not? So you never know. So a lot of you are going on YouTube, you're finding out how to do the job, but you're also finding out that a lot of the good technicians out there in the shops that are filming themselves doing this job are basically telling you it shouldn't be more than an hour, it might be 2 hours, might be an hour and a half. So how do you find out how to do it? How much? Well, is it always YouTube? No. No. Period. Sometimes it directs you in the wrong, it takes you down the wrong road. In fact, that's how I make quite a bit of green lettuce, because here I'm broadcasting in Boise, Idaho, where I'm in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. They YouTube it, and they get about halfway through and say, well, this is harder than I thought, and I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have the special tool that guy told me or that lady told me on YouTube. Uh-oh. So then it comes here. So here's a link. Shouldn't be doing it, but I am. NAPA, you've heard of them, they're a parts store. NAPA, this is all one word, NAPA, prolink.com. Now I'm giving you a little bit of the key to the treasure here now, and I don't mind doing it because that's why you're tuned in. If you go to NAPA, prolink.com, look over on the left, shows quick labor lookup, enter in your car, make, model, you will see what it takes to do any and everything on your automobile. And this is labor time. So I got you covered on the labor time. And I did the labor because, well, first off, that'll show you water pump on a 2020 BMW, let's say, X5, 4.5 hours. And then you got to find out what they charge for labor in your area, don't you? How much per hour? Well, if it's $135, just times it by 4.5, and there's your labor fee. So like I told this, I had this, our great Auto World listener, through an email, I got her to call me. We got a live talk. Yes, we did live. Well, I did talk radio on a Tuesday through a phone with one customer. And I told her, go to this link. I taught her how to do it. She went to it. She said, okay. I said, do you know what they charge in your area? Cincinnati. And she just said, I don't know. Where do I find that out? Well, just call a shop and ask them. So she did. She actually literally put me on hold and called a shop, come back to the phone with me and says, it's this much. I said, okay, times out by this many, you know what it shows there, and then that's your labor. Now you can call any parts store in your area, the AutoZone, the O'Reilly's, the NAPA's, Pep Boys, Advanced Auto Parts. You might even have an independent person there that's called Kins Auto Parts. That's good, too. Call them. How much is it for a water pump? So, see, you're doing your own estimate, and you're doing it correctly. You got the labor. You got the parts, put the tax on the parts if you have tax in your state, and there's the cost of it. Well, we found out, folks, visiting with her and consulting with her, doing a little Auto World on a Tuesday, that her estimate, her bill, it was a bill, actually, she already paid it and drove out of there, and that's the reason she emailed me. I think I got overcharged. She did. She got overcharged for approximately $300. So I helped her. That's the key. I helped her save. Next time, she's good to go. I've turned her into an automotive technician. I told her that I need to just hire her part-time just to look up quotes and stuff for me when the people call in. See, that's how that is. Because all of you want to know a good mechanic, a fair mechanic, and a good price mechanic. So turn yourself into your own mechanic, basically in the price area, and get your price correct. Get it, do it, and you'll be good to go. That's what it's all about. Okay, now, we got a little bit of time. I want to get to another email, fresh email. Let's see if we got one here. Oh, before we do, though, we got to do the Auto World. Little car fact before the garage door comes down. And because I didn't get to it last week, I want to get to it here. Right here, right now, the 999. Oh, it was a United States racing car, 1903 Ford 999. Wowza. The 999 and the Arrow were two successful record-breaking race cars built by Henry Ford and Tom Cooper in 1903, the same year that Ford Motor Company was established. And, of course, we talked a little bit about the 999. Let's do the Arrow. The Arrow looked like an arrow, folks. Literally looked like an arrow that pointed and had the engine in the back with tiller steering, which is not a steering wheel. It, well, the displacement on this bad boy? Huh? What? 1,155.3 cubic inch. That's right. That's why I'm bringing this up. This is crazy on the Arrow. 1,155.3 cubic inch. That's like an 18.9 liter. Yeah, gentlemen, your Suburbans only have a 5.3 liter. This is a monster. 72 horsepower. Now, isn't that something? That's crazy because your Suburban's got a lot more than 72 horsepower. It's got about 172. 172. That's the Arrow. That's a 1903 Ford Arrow, United States racing car. Beautiful thing. Big motor. Oh, yeah. What did it burn? Fuel. Yes, it was named after one of the fastest American trains of the air. Was sleeved by means of, that's right, a stick-like two-handled lever that came up through the middle of the car. That's how you drove it. Auto World Weekly. Little car fact. I always like to do them. Well, the garage door is going down. I appreciate each and every one of you being here. Of course, all the people that helped me put on Auto World. Of course, Axelrod Alex, the producer of the show. General Motor George, my chief engineer, keeps me wired. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager, always keeping the wheels on this baby. T. Bert Head, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Thanks for being with me, folks. Drive safe and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide. Yes, I'm bad.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.